In December, the House of Representatives narrowly approved the Deficit Reduction Act that would cut child enforcement funds in Wisconsin by as much as $100 million over the next decade. Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says the 700-page bill passed at 6 in the morning, and many who voted for it didn't understand the impact of the cuts.
The members of Congress didn't even know when they voted on this that what they were doing was significantly reducing child support for kids and families around the country.
Gassman says the cuts will mean counties will have fewer people to track down parents who aren't paying child support. That could mean a cut in income for many of the 300,000 families in the state who depend on child support payments to make ends meet.
Frankly, more than half of them are either right now or have in the past been former welfare recipients. The more we put those vulnerable families at risk, I would argue the worse off our state will be, and we're going to pay for it in other ways.
She says it will mean a bigger demand for food stamps and more single-parent families going back on welfare. The same is true in other states, according to Deborah Weinstein, who directs the National Coalition on Human Needs. She says the average child support payment is about $4,000 a year, or 15% of the income, for single-parent families earning $20,000 to $30,000 a year.
These choices affect real people, real dollars out of their pockets, because they don't have lobbyists to take members of Congress on golfing trips.
State and county officials who want to block the child support enforcement cuts are urging their state's congressional delegations to vote down the budget bill when it comes up for a final vote on the House floor next Wednesday. But supporters of the bill call it an important first step in setting spending priorities. They say tough decisions have to be made to cut some social programs so we can fund things like hurricane relief in Louisiana and the new Medicare prescription drug benefit program. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.